The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Everybody thinks that you need oxygen to survive. But did you know there are deep sea mussels that use onboard bacterial fuel cells to harness energy from hydrogen spewing out of hydrothermal vents? New research indicates that the use of this alternative fuel may be widespread in the communities of these vents. And this is the first identified deep sea organism to use hydrogen as food. Hydrothermal vents occur where superheated water, laden with dissolved minerals from the Earth's crust, gushes into the oceans at temperatures as hot as 752 degrees. Their survival depends on symbiotic bacteria that harness energy from dissolved compounds released by the vents to create sugars, which the organisms can then eat. Plants, of course, do something similar, using energy from the sun to create sugars through the process called photosynthesis. The mussel symbiotic bacteria have a gene that codes for an enzyme crucial to the process. And scientists now propose that the ability to use hydrogen as an energy source is widespread in hydrothermal vent species, particularly at sites where hydrogen is abundant.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.